SRN News is coming up.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic a little busy at Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. A lot of outbound traffic now on Norman Bridge. A lot of that going down East South Boulevard over to Highway 331. We're busy on I-65 and 85 now through the interchange. And we got a little traffic headed outbound on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. But overall, no real problems out there on the roads right now. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left Americans behind and cost the lives of 13 service members. Black Hawk Down veteran Mike Durant is alive today because his brothers refused to leave him behind. Durant has had it with the career politicians.
Why does Joe Biden disgust me? 13 dead in Afghanistan. 13 more Gold Star families because of him. Biden has spent his whole life in politics. And when our men and women came home draped in the flag, he had somewhere else he wanted to be. Time's up for Joe Biden.
President Biden is the one that deserves the shame. He's more concerned about his watch.
He obviously was doing the motion of checking his watch. I saw it.
Many of them said he didn't just do it once. He did it with almost every single family.
Send Joe Biden a message. Vote Mike Durant in the Republican primary.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you can spend $8 and be happy at lunch all the way up to $20 or $30 at dinner and be very, very happy. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto-pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
This was odd. My boss asked me today to name two objects that hold water.
What did you say?
I said, well, damn.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Hello!
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer retiring. His departure won't change the 6-3 conservative advantage on the court, since his replacement will be nominated and almost certainly confirmed by a Senate where Democrats have the slimmest majority. It makes conservative Justice Clarence Thomas the oldest member of the court at 73. A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of health care workers in about half the states. The Federal Reserve has signaled that it plans to begin raising its benchmark interest rate as soon as March, a key step in reversing its pandemic-era low-rate policies that have fueled hiring and growth but have also escalated inflation. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 129 points today. The Nasdaq gained 2. The S&P 500 dropped 6. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's gonna be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh yeah, this is a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was me. Have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! It's 4:09 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah, this is the greatest show. That's us. Thanks for tuning in. So, I'm looking at Fox News, and I see Karl Rove rendering his opinion on the Supreme Court.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
That toad should have been muzzled many years ago. He's been wrong about everything, and they're still going to him as an expert. I can't believe it. I am confused. I just have somebody come slinking, walking into the studio. And I want to talk to her in a moment, but we have Big Bird on the phone.
Hey there, Bird Greg.
How are you doing?
How are you? I heard you talking a little bit ago about that myocarditis thing.
Yes.
Well, I just went through, I was fully vaccinated with Pfizer, and I tested positive for COVID, and right in the middle of it, I started having some spots on my legs that were getting kind of bumpy where I've got some, you know, you can see some veins because I used to be more athletic than I am now. Well,
Rosie has to check me for those every day.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They started getting red and inflamed, and I ended up in the ER, and I did not throw any clots, but I did have the myocarditis thing, and it is just starting to clear up. And a friend of mine went through 14 and a half hours under the knife of having vascular surgery to pull pulmonary embolisms and stuff out of his lungs. That's and his heart.
I'm going
to
be in.
And he almost died. He's still not back from it, but he's doing better. But anyway, that stuff is dangerous, man.
Yeah. I mean, 21,000 cases. And then you got he's going to be our most electrifying story of the day, but I got to mention it now because of what you brought up. That's Howard Stern, who is... Yeah. When did he start wearing a dress? What a puss. God, get off my lawn, Howard. You gawking 6'9" a-hole that weighs 120 pounds, soaking wet. Get out of here. Yeah. Take your teeny weenie and go.
But I will share with you, if you got an extra few seconds, I'll share with you what I did. I got put in Facebook jail the other day while I was in quarantine. And what I did was there was some people sending out ads for dog breeders, and they're saying they wanted this to breed and that to breed. So I put in there and said, I'm also looking for a breeder. I said, I wanted a 35-year-old female, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, please include picture of bulldog. And I got put in Facebook jail for that. People didn't like my joke.
You know what? I still use Facebook. I suppose I'm a hypocrite for doing it. I just don't have faith that I can get my messages out to as many people. You can still be on Facebook and hate it.
Unfortunately, that's true.
But you see, I did what you did on the radio in Florida, and I got bigger ratings.
But I thought it was really funny because I got put in Facebook jail for it.
Well,
I just thought
that
was really funny. I'm out. I'm good. Yeah, I was in quarantine lasted longer than my Facebook jail time. So.
And thank you for the heads up, because I have an aneurysm, and I might need 14 hours of something, too.
Well, if you start getting COVID symptoms, get tested. And if you start having any kind of symptoms like lumps or bumps or places where you're getting inflamed or unexplained headaches or unexplained chest pain, you need to get to your doctor right away. And it's just, this stuff is no joke at all. I mean, it's serious. And the problem is
nobody's making light of it. Not at all.
I know. And the vaccines are not going to help, sir. Natural immunity is not going to help. It's a whole different virus, and your body doesn't even see it coming until it's already started.
You're going to hear the latest from Dr. Howard Stern in a moment. I appreciate the call. Stay in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Yeah. Keep me posted.
All right. So I'm going to, since LaDonna has joined us here in the studio.
Yes.
Wonderful LaDonna.
Yes. I'm going to pull my pants up.
Good idea.
Nobody Your feet are not blue. That. They're not blue.
Yeah, do I have clots?
Oh, you said up. Like your pants leg, not your actual pants.
What do you want me to do?
I didn't know what you were doing over there. You said you was pulling your pants up.
Look at those bicycle calves I have.
Yeah. Been
sexy. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, the full of crap-o-meter just jumped to
10. Muscle, man. Muscle's sexy.
Hey, I see people walking their bikes up hills. I pedal straight up.
Yeah, I mean, you do better than me.
Take that, whippersnappers.
We went on vacation one time and decided to ride bikes, and that was a bad mistake because I ended up on the side of the bike, pushing it instead of on it.
I love it because... I love riding the neighborhood, and I have my challenges. I have a course set up. Yeah. Ryan Turner from Infusion. I had started riding, and it was just sort of aimless. But I was telling him, I got some hills. And so he taught me how to get maximum calorie burn out of those bike rides, because that's his field of expertise.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. So I have parts of it where I enjoy or coast, but I have parts of it.
It's a workout.
Where I'm the little engine that could. Well, actually, I'm not that little of an engine, but I get up there. I have yet to be conquered. So I'm proud of that.
And we're proud of you, because all those consecutive days, you have not missed one.
No.
Hey, look, just riding a bike, I'm proud.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was in better shape than that, but apparently I wasn't.
And Rich Thomas keeps trying to cook up the weather forecast is going to make me stop. Mm. So far, he hasn't. I'm out there. I don't care what the weather is. I don't care. Like today, the ride going south was nice. But when I came down the big hill to go north again, I was right into the wind. Yeah. And it does slow you. I test it to see how much resistance you get from a good wind gust.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just one of many reasons when you have goals you want to accomplish to connect over at Infusion. They not only have technologies that can help you achieve those goals, but you're not going to run into a better group of people when it comes to, all right, how do I want to lose weight. How can you help me? Well, IV vitamin therapy that's based to boost your metabolism, you can do that. You don't want the vaccine? Cool. Go get the immune system vaccine, because everything that's in that is stuff that you know, vitamins, zinc, and so forth. Goes straight into your system. So you can protect yourself that way. They have remedies for pain. Have you ever had acupuncture?
I haven't.
It really is amazing. My chiropractor over at Infusion, Dr. Terry Gross, is so gifted. You don't feel the needle, but they know where to place them, because if you have a nerve that's aggravated, it just puts a stop to that. It's immediate relief. Mm. And so many other great options all under one roof. Call 296-1662. It's a great place to ask questions when you need answers on how to lead a better, healthier, more energetic life at Infusion, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg.
Am I keeping you from
just the other day when Mr. Biden, I don't want to call him president, but Mr. Biden called Peter Ducey an SOB?
Yes.
I think he called him and apologized to Mr. Ducey, but what he needs to do is publicly, with the mic turned up, apologize to his mother.
Oh, yeah.
By calling him an SOB, I guess his mother is a female dog?
Yeah, there is that aspect of it. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for it, though.
I think Mr. Ducey took the better side of valor, because I think I would have jumped over that podium and whooped that old man's butt. Talk about my mother all you talk about me all you want.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you could have said, hey, you senile old fart, our pretend fake president, you apologize to my mother right now, or I'm going to kick your ass. God,
that's
Peter
exactly
Ducey's.
Should have happened.
Peter Ducey's. I mean, he would have been gold at that point.
Yeah,
Greg.
Because nobody's
going to
criticize
there,
somebody from standing up for the mother. Thank you for the call. We have to take a break. Are you coming to my house tonight?
I am.
We'll look forward to that.
Yay.
We have celebrations coming up. Seth has a birthday coming up.
I'll have to look on my calendar.
Get the book out.
The Rutabagas have a wedding anniversary coming up. We got Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I think we should have a Build a Birdhouse night there. Plus, Bob has his 40th anniversary. Actually, it was last year, but they couldn't celebrate because of all the issues.
Yeah.
So I believe we're going to be helping him celebrate 40 years of business here, which is awesome.
Nice. Yeah, that's an established, good thing in these day and times with everybody closing.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And Bob would be the first to say, he doesn't want to see anybody go out of business.
No, absolutely not.
He's not wired that way.
Nope.
And it's happened. And then we have, incidents. In fact, I read Don Serber at blogspot.com is another good blogger who did a piece today on a mass shooting a day so far this year. And I did something I rarely do. I commented at the end of it. We had one in Montgomery, one dead, six wounded. The shooter has been bailed out twice, and our DA isn't a Soros guy. Think about it. Shoot seven, one dead in a bowling alley, and he was out in 24 hours. Per capita, our murder rate is exceeding Chicago. Mm. But that's what's happening, and it's largely, it's like Chicago. I once in a while, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. It does.
To look at a news site from Chicago and see what's going on there. And the most frustrating part is it's all happening in the same place as it was 60 years ago. Nothing has been changed, even with all the money that's been spent and all the laws. They just, I don't know what they're afraid of. I really don't know what they're afraid of. But you may have heard me mention this on the air. My class is possibly having a reunion this year. So I went to look at the list of people who are
attending
or at least considering attending.
Yeah.
Not one still lives in the city.
I'm not
surprised.
That's how bad
it
is.
And they have the toughest gun laws, right?
The toughest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, there are people who live under the illusion that gun laws are going to make the unlaw-abiding people, they're going to go, wait a minute.
wait a minute. I shouldn't do that.
I don't want to break the law.
Yeah, right.
We got to check traffic, get some local news and Rich's forecast in the minutes ahead. Don't go away. 272-9228 is our number.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on the interstates. No problems there. We're very busy on Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue, East South Boulevard. We've got pockets of congestion at the major intersections. Up in Prattville, we do have one accident. It's going to be in the 300 block of North Memorial in front of the Sunoco gas station. Use caution there and keep it here for updates. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76 for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Hopeville High School teacher and coach has been arrested and charged with distributing obscene material to a minor. 32-year-old Emmanuel Wilson was a special education teacher and a baseball and track and field coach. He's currently out on $6,000 bond. He's been placed on administrative leave and no longer working on campus. The Montgomery Police Department is looking for missing and endangered 18-year-old Ladarian Weed, maybe traveling in a 2003 Blue Ford Crown Victoria with Alabama plate number DV32851. He was last seen in Montgomery on January 22nd. If you know where he is, call the Montgomery Police Department. The Pike Road Board of Education recently voted to accept a contract purchase for land for the new high school. The 100-acre property sits at the corner of Wallahatchie and Vaughan Roads. The board's action began a 90-day due diligence period that allows them to determine if the site is appropriate for the project. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest. So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just in your drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at HIMSS, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. HIMSS ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. HIMSS offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with HIMSS, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still kind of cool compared to normal, but we have more Arctic air in the not-too-distant future, so it will get colder. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 31. Tomorrow, not too bad. Upper 50s, looking pretty good. More sunshine. Cooler Friday, high 52. Much colder Friday night, low 25. And a raw, breezy, cold winter's day Saturday with a high temperature only up to about 45, barely. It'll seem colder with the winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is like David picking on Goliath, but I just can't take Howard Stern anymore. I have never begrudged the man, and I owe him his success, and he is the reason that Sirius XM turns a profit. He brings in the listeners. I just wonder if that's changing, because he used to be the guy that stood up to the establishment. Now he's one of them, and especially with the Democrats. He hated Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump's presidency made him even wealthier than he normally would have been. Now he has chosen to engage himself in the death of Meatloaf, because Meatloaf didn't take the vaccine, and Meatloaf said, I would rather die a free man than be controlled. And Stern is literally asking Meatloaf's widow to say, didn't he say something on his deathbed like, I made a mistake?
First of all, there's no way of knowing. Meatloaf, look, I know a little bit about the man's life and career, and like many people in that business, didn't take particularly good care of himself. So there were likely comorbidity issues there. Mm-hmm. We just gave you a statistic. We were just talking to somebody who's dealt with myocarditis. There have been 21,000 cases. Vaccines are not supposed to do that.
No.
And Howard Stern is no doctor, and he has no way of knowing whether the vaccine would have changed a damn thing. I'm not buying that the vaccine lessens the symptoms. To me, that's complete garbage. How does that... What other medicine is on the market that's marketed by saying, hey, if you get this dreaded disease, it won't be so bad? That's just ridiculous. It's a virus. You want to walk around with a mask on all day and live in fear? Fine. 2 years of that. Come on. Breathing that in. I can barely stand it when I have to go visit a doctor. And I've got it on for 30 minutes. The wife did say, Meatloaf's wife, the grief I feel over the loss of my husband is gut-wrenching, but she didn't specify how her husband of nearly 15 years died. He was 74. First of all, that's life expectancy. And for a guy who did not take very good care of himself for a long time, I'd say he kind of beat the odds. Not maybe at the level Keith Richards has done it, but still. And now Stern is all over Jovan Djokovic. Now that Howard is on Sirius and not terrestrial radio, he can drop all the F-bombs he wants all afternoon. He has no way of knowing. F them, F their freedom, he says. I want my freedom to live. So, Howard, you should have that. And if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have to worry whether Meatloaf or me or Rosie or anybody else has taken the vaccine. That's how they're supposed to work.
Right.
So quit. Stop. It's like The View. Well, we think that everybody masks should be permanent. No. Although I did suggest that they could all put bags over their heads and immediately improve the look of the show and just cut little air holes out. That is not normal. And we have been living with this almost 2 years now. Every day you see people snapping and going nuts. I think the social toll of this is at least equal to the physical toll.
Oh, yeah.
People who became ill, who had comorbidity issues, and COVID took them. I'm not denying COVID. And I am vaxxed by my choice, and I am boosted by my choice. So far, nothing's happened. But how many people, I'm sure some of you listening, know somebody who did both and still got it? That is not how a vaccine is supposed to work. I don't even know what the hell's in there. But my belief from childhood on, if you're vaccinated against polio, you won't get it. If you're vaccinated against smallpox, you won't get it. But if you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you can still get it. But it won't kill you. Or at least it won't be as bad. That's the most convoluted, imbecilic thinking. And Howard Stern, you're a jerk off for... You know, really. You take care of you. If you want to have 15 booster shots, go right ahead. I got no problem with whatever you decide to do for you. Leave the rest of us alone. The fact that you have a ton of money does not make you one iota smarter than anybody else. When it comes to this, you're not a doctor. All right, it's 4:34. The other choice I had for this particular segment... babies. We're going to come back to this. Babies are not learning to talk because of Fauci. We will get into that at 5:10. We'll talk to Brandt about this. Yet another weird day in the market. I got a Tucker clip I might want to play as well. Oh, the other one was this bald imbecile, the one that looks like Jeff Bezos, that's our DHS secretary, met with Border Patrol agents, and they turned their backs on him. because he's getting them killed. And in the process, by allowing all these new Democrat voters to come in, he's doing a lot of damage to the country and small towns along the border. But the media is doing a fine job of keeping us ignorant on all of it. 435, Mr. Electric, if you need something installed, something fixed, repaired, whatever the case, have that work done by a certified master electrician. That's what you have with Mr. Electric. They'll come out for free and check out your fuse panel and wiring. So you get to meet them. And that's always done, by the way, at an appointment time that's convenient for you. You don't have to take a day off work or any of that stuff. Just let them know what time works for you, whether it's an estimate or to have the service performed. Installations, repairs, they do it big and small. For us, installing some motion-activated security lighting or ring doorbell system, and bigger projects like reconnecting people to the power grid after a storm and calamities of that nature. They do it all. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. It is 436.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have the report of an accident on I-85 southbound just past Jackson Hospital. We are not seeing it on the cams. Doesn't mean it's not there. Please use caution. 85 southbound. Everywhere else around Montgomery, we're busy, especially East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway across I-85 to Vaughan. Taylor at I-85 also busy. Buckle up and keep it here for updates. It's fun at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's special night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville.
I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Hopeville High School teacher and coach has been arrested and charged with distributing obscene material to a minor. 32-year-old Emmanuel Wilson was a special education teacher and a baseball and track and field coach. He's currently out on $6,000 bond. He's been placed on administrative leave and no longer working on campus. The Pike Road Board of Education recently voted to accept a contract purchase for land for the new high school. The 100-acre property sits at the corner of Wallahatchie and Vaughan Roads. The board's action began a 90-day due diligence period that allows them to determine if the site is appropriate for the project. The Montgomery Police Department is looking for missing and endangered 18-year-old Ladarian Weed, may be traveling in a 2003 Blue Ford Crown Victoria with Alabama plate number DV32851. He was last seen in Montgomery on January 22nd. If you know where he is, call the Montgomery Police Department. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still kind of cool compared to normal, but we have more Arctic air in the not-too-distant future, so it will get colder. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 31. Tomorrow, not too bad. Upper 50s, looking pretty good. More sunshine. Cooler Friday, high 52. Much colder Friday night, low 25. And a raw, breezy, cold winter's day Saturday with a high temperature only up to about 45, barely. It'll seem colder with the winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can't get the bare necessities, supermarket necessities. There's shortages of everything I need. The shelves are barren and empty. I can't buy any groceries. The supply chain is really screwing me. There's no peanut butter, no avocados, no soup for my supper, no Texas toast. They're out of Swiss and cheddar cheese. They don't have eggs or broccoli. No chicken of the sea, tuna cans, organic yams or raspberry jam. No toilet paper too. The bare necessities you need like eating food. But there's no food.
It is News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:43. That means we're an hour and 17 minutes away from heading over to Baumhauer's to forget all this. Here's a story that didn't get a lot of attention because there's so many things going on. They're all vying for top spot on the news. But I've never seen a story like this. Former Pope Benedict the 16th has apologized for providing false witness during a probe into sexual abuse in his old Munich archdiocese. Statement was given to the German language Catholic news agency, said the false information was not given with ill intent. On a topic like this, Instead it was blamed on an editing oversight, quote unquote, that occurred with Benedict's written testimony to the inquiry. Former Pope is 94, told the inquiry he had not been present at a 1980 meeting discussing a case of a pedophile priest. He has now confirmed that he did attend the meeting, but insisted that no decision had been made there about reassigning the priest to pastoral duties. This is part of that problem, was that a problem just with service in one parish, and they just send the offending priest to another one.
Right.
Not really a very effective solution. But it's not often you see a story about a pope admitting to telling a fib. Want to hear a little Tucker?
Yeah.
I need a little Tucker this afternoon. Almost any clip, there's a whole bunch here would be worth a listen, but we're going to go with this one.
Woken abandons all common
sense. That's Jesse
Tucker Carlson highlights how one country's fighting back against far-left policies. It's featured in a brand new episode of his Fox Nation Originals series that drops tomorrow. Hungary versus George Soros, the fight for civilization.
By the way, it's worth noting that George Soros, it's not just Hungary. He's a worldwide menace.
Mm-hmm.
He is worldwide evil. I wish there was a way to eliminate him. He's nothing but a nation destroyer.
Here's a preview.
In the United States, he has installed radical prosecutors who refuse to enforce the law. In Europe, he's tried to topple democratically elected governments in Georgia, Romania, and Ukraine. He spent vast sums of money encouraging Europe and the United States to accept millions of foreign migrants. Despite Soros' best efforts, one unlikely country is fighting back. That country is Hungary, the very place George Soros was born.
Tucker joins us now. All right, Tucker, so what was the game plan for the Hungarian leader to fight back against Soros?
Well, nothing complicated. That was the real lesson. They didn't really do anything that, you know, you and I couldn't come up with over a cup of coffee in about 20 minutes. They just built a fence and put a couple guys there with a dog, and that was it. And they were, but they were serious about it. You know, this is our country, 10 million people, landlocked, been invaded a lot over the last 1,000 years, and we want to control who comes in. We're not against immigrants. We just want to know who they are. And if you come here without permission, here's their whole immigration strategy. I watched it firsthand. They take the guys, they take their picture, they interview them, and then like 15 minutes later, they lead them outside the fence and let them back into Slovakia. And that's the whole thing. And it works. And that's kind of what they do in everything in Hungary. It's not a radical country. It's not a theocracy. It's a very sort of simple, sweet country with some problems like every country, but they just kind of try to make it better. That's all they do. And the beauty of going there is you realize it's not hard. You just have to sort of want to make your country better a little bit. Again, nothing radical. And you can have a much better country.
Oh.
Yeah, like we could hear, I mean, we've got a chunk of that wall built. There's still a lot more to go. But Joe put an immediate end to that because the Democrats need new voters. And again, I go back to Howard Stern, jerk pod. You're all worried about Meatloaf at age 74 and whether or not he got or wished he had the vaccine before he passed away. Why aren't you at the border, where tens of thousands of unvaccinated, untested people are crossing every single day?
And they're shipping them to every state in the nation.
Yes, under the cover of darkness.
Yes.
And making them everybody else's problem. Why is that okay? This may be one reason why the virus has been so hard to shut down, because they're willfully spreading it through untested people. But nobody wants to look at that. It's much easier to hate on Donald Trump or call somebody a racist. If you don't like this, or you don't like that. All of it, however, is very old. Oh, Denmark and Holland now ending all their lockdowns and bullcrap with this thing. This is now a trend because Ireland and Britain have done the same thing. Kid Rock releases new song bashing Biden. I'd love to know if it's... if the language is okay.
Probably not.
I don't know. He's, if somebody would do me the kindness of previewing the Kid Rock song, We the People, I would love to know if we'll be okay with the lyrics as a station that really likes to comply with FCC rules. Did you see the picture of the iguana I posted today?
Mm-mm.
It doesn't necessarily take real cold weather like they've had in Florida. The stuff that's passed through has made its way down there. Oh, by the way, Neil Young withdrew his threat to Spotify.
Yeah,
it's either me or Joe Rogan. Guess what? He's got 11 million viewers. You have 11 people who still care about you. Who do you think they went with? What a dumbass. But, you know, this thing here, see that?
Goodness.
That fell out of a tree. And because they get up there, when it gets cold, they kind of like hibernate. And then when it warms up, they don't have a grip on whatever they've climbed on. My friend Kathleen had to wrap some of her trees in this thick plastic so they couldn't climb up to get in them. It's become a real problem. There are now businesses down there that are devoted strictly to controlling these lizards, and authorities tell you not to approach them.
It looks otherworldly, doesn't it?
They do look like, something that came through a time warp.
Star Trek.
Anyway, that story is down there. When I was down there at Christmas time, it was a nice afternoon. I think it was Christmas Day. And Kathleen and I walked outside because it's a nice view there, golf course, etc. And all of a sudden she says, "Oh my God." I said, "What?" She said, "Another one just fell out of a tree." One tree that she does not have, wrapped in plastic. Some iguana got up there and apparently dozed off and lost its grip. Wasn't as big as the one in the picture on Facebook. Man, you see them everywhere. It's not unusual in a busy area like a shopping center parking lot or a place where you wouldn't necessarily expect to see a wild beast. And they're long, 6 to 8 feet. And, you know, the thing is, they come out so fast that you can be startled and make a mistake while you're driving and become a threat to other drivers.
Do not play the Kid Rock song.
Do not.
Do not.
Okay. See, that's why I ask.
Yeah.
By the way, Florida is still the shark bite capital of the world. And the place where they happen most frequently is Daytona Beach.
I read something that Miami is going to get some freezing temperatures for the first time in a long time.
Well, I know one time they had freezing temperatures. I wasn't there. It was Christmas Day of 83. The same cold front that made it 25 below with wind chills at minus 80 in Chicago, where I did happen to be, made it down there. And what was interesting is that it was 27, I think, on Christmas morning. That's very, very cold.
Yeah.
So many people were using their furnaces that they had rolling brownouts on Christmas morning. So it was like it ruined the day for a lot of people who wanted to use things that required electricity.
Does Miami have a lot of citrus?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I don't
definitely.
Know. I think they've gotten better at protecting citrus more so than years ago, where one big freeze could kill Well, that's the movie Trading Places. Frozen orange juice futures. When I was with Styx, we played a concert in Lakeland and then had to drive to Miami. And back then, there was no turnpike. There was no interstate. We had US 27. So we drove that, and that was only like a two-lane road for most of the trip. And literally, for many, many miles, we were driving with orange groves right up to the side of the street. Smell was pretty cool. And we stopped and we picked a few, and yeah, that's right. That's the big scandal. Styx stole oranges back in 1977. And I was just as guilty as anybody else. I don't know, something about that fresh off the tree kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the big problem, that I've only had snow in recorded history. You see, there's too many people in the climate movement that think history began the day they were born. It's actually been around a lot longer. Miami has only been a city since 1896. Because nobody in their right mind would drive through the jungle to get that far south to start a city. It was very hard. Key West had a higher population than Miami at that time. Because you could get to it by boat. So the problem will be, for those in South Florida, will be the demand for heat.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not used to it. But only one time did it snow. That was January 12th, 1977. And it was just this weird combination of a major cold front that went out over the ocean and had enough of a counterclockwise circulation to create a little snow.
Somebody else.
That's the only time, though, that at least in recorded history, where snow has occurred. Okay. But it can. And when that happened, did you know what they were talking about then? Uh-oh, it's the new Ice Age. Because I'm so old, I can remember when the big threat to our lives was an Ice Age and not the planet's on fire. Yeah. It's 4:54. When you have a painting project, get yourself a good paint. Do yourself a favor. Get a paint that's going to give you a great result. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're hiring somebody to do it for you, John Lee Paints has two great brands that can help you achieve that result. For interior painting, it's Richards. I don't understand the science of paint, but I do understand what a great result looks like. And we have used that many times for interior work, and it's just amazing. I mean, yeah, it covers, but it looks like more than a cover. It has depth to it when it dries. Like if you were to touch it with your finger might actually penetrate it a little bit. For exterior, and I see this, especially this time of the year when the sun is more towards the southern sky, the stuff that we painted on the south side of our house that's in the sun just looks amazing. It's because we did it with John Lee's Solar Proof, which again is formulated to hold its look and keep the elements from diminishing its look. So when you put these paints on, you're going to get years and years of great result. You have to paint it every 2 or 3 years. So whether it's inside or outside, go to the place that has the paint, the equipment, the wisdom to answer your questions, and has been providing the River Region with excellent paint for almost 5 full decades. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Oh, and read the sign out in front. It always makes you feel better or smarter. Sometimes both.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We're busy on East South Boulevard and East Boulevard right now. Taylor Road, some congestion there. I-65 and 85 are busy, but they're moving well through downtown Montgomery with no issues. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, a little bit busy, but no problems there that we're aware of at the moment. We will keep you updated if anything happens in traffic. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240, Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Winter Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of 2 grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch-made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Today is January 26th, Peanut Brittle Day. It's a delicious day set aside to celebrate the only food you eat with a hammer. Who's hungry for a pointy shard, huh?